Hey guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on today's episode, you just have the two of us, and we are going to take a minute to look back at the last year.
Yeah.
52 episodes. This is episode number 52.
Crazy.
Our next one actually is our 1 year anniversary of when our first episode launched. So we've got a whole nother special episode planned for that. But this one, we wanted to wrap up this first year together since we started the podcast. Really just taking a look back at like all the amazing guests we've had and some of the cool things that we've talked about. And yeah, just kind of take a little moment to walk down memory lane. Cause I don't know about you, Ashley, but sometimes it feels like it's been more than a year.
It does. No, for sure.
And then sometimes I'm like, how has it already been a year?
But you know, we do have guests that have joined us throughout the year, or not guests, yeah. but listeners.
Oh yeah.
Maybe haven't gone back. And so yeah, we could talk about some of those episodes and maybe, you know,
take a minute to go back and maybe you didn't even realize we spoke to that person or had that topic on or someone in that niche. And you're like, oh, I'd love to learn more about that or hear about their story. And it might introduce you to some people that, you know, we've had on from the beginning. So we're excited to kind of take a little walk down memory lane. And for those of our listeners who have been with us since day one, man, we thank you. Mm-hmm. And our new listeners, we welcome you.
Yes.
And we're so grateful that you're here, all of you. People don't really talk about like what all goes into a podcast.
We didn't really talk about it before.
I don't think
we
really knew when we got started. Yeah. I think we went in this pretty naive with like a lot of gumption to like just do it. And at the end of the day, we were like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, meh, we tried. You know, we can check it off the list of things we've attempted to do. Never in a million years did we anticipate we would be where we are now, and learned what we've learned and experienced what we've experienced and talked to who we've talked to. I mean, we have literally fangirled over some of these people that we've had on. And now a lot of these people are like our BFFs and we slide into their DMs on the regular now, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. We do. There's some that I'm like, I never thought that they would give me the time of day. I'm kidding. No, I watched them for years, a lot of them. And now I can actually say that, like, I know them for real.
Yeah.
Or they're my friends now, which
is just their phone number. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's sweet. But it's cool to see how the community has changed for us too. And I think a lot of this we want to kind of highlight and talk about on how it's impacted you and I in our next episode. I think we want to really kind of talk about in this one just the impact that our guests have had on us and our community and the things that we've gotten to share with each other through having them on our podcast. So I guess do we just kind of dive in?
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I want to apologize if you guys hear me cough or if my voice sounds different. I am battling a cold, a really bad one. I'm on the tail end of it, but it's like that irritating cough. Like the more I talk, the worse it gets. So forgive me in advance. And Ashley, forgive me for all the editing that this episode's probably going to require because of me. All right. So let's kick it off with our very first episode. First of all, our very first episode was September 13th of last year, where Ashley and I just took an opportunity to introduce ourselves, our vision for the podcast, and what we were hoping to do with it and our goals.
I would be afraid to look back at that one, though, because it was so like, I mean, it took me like 10 episodes until I could say the opening spiel right. I mean, no, probably like 30 episodes.
It was a lot more than 10. Let's be real. So, and it's funny. It's like once you finally got the hang of it, then we would have someone on that like really made you nervous, like fangirling over. And then you just went like radio silence. I'm like,
I think it was Lauren from Mormino. I think she did that to me.
and Crafty Gemini.
Yes, 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 yes.
And Kasaya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And these are all like bag makers, which is your world. And I'm like, I don't really know them that well. You're the one that's been following them. I was literally hoping that you would like take the lead on asking them questions because I don't know their world as much. And you just went crickets. And I'm like, dadgummit, girl. Here I am trying to like.
Tiffany's just so good at it, though.
Thanks. But I was just like, okay, well, I'm glad I did my homework. She just like glazed over. And it's funny, though, little fun thing that people may not know is when we first got started, Ashley, like, we would type up like a list, like not a list, like an outline of the episode until we kind of found our groove. We don't do that anymore. We kind of just have a groove. But unless it's like a specific topic that her and I are discussing and we have points, but we would put like who's introducing the podcast and then who's introducing the guests. And we would kind of alternate until we kind of found out that like Ashley was good with, we just did the same thing every time. So I was like, that's totally fine. So she introduces the podcast and I introduce the guest or the topic. But I would, in the outline, because we would have it pulled up in front of us, would type out exactly what she needed to say that we say every single episode. Because one time she got so hung up. She had to do it, I think, a few times. It was so funny. We got so tickled with the guest. And after that, I just typed the whole thing in. So the next time she was like, you typed it all out for me. I was like, you just have to read it. And she was like, thank you.
Yeah,
we're here for each other. We're here for each other. You know, it's just so funny. But now we've got our groove.
Yeah,
we're I mean, it just took some time. We figured it out.
6 months.
Fine. 6 months. It's okay. It's all good. No, but I mean, every time we log in and hit record, we never really know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the fun of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We just never know what topic's going to come up. Who knows? Yeah. So let's talk about some of those. So our very first guest with Catherine was Catherine with Bringing Sewing Back. Mm-hmm. And the reason we asked her to be on, and we're grateful that she was our first guest, is because she's the reason Ashley and I met. And if you haven't heard this story, you can go back to episode 2 to hear it in detail with Catherine there, because we shared it with her live on the podcast. So right, she didn't even know.
Episode 2. So
that, yeah.
Yeah.
And in a nutshell, basically, Catherine, I was following Catherine. Ashley was following Catherine. Ashley and I were not following each other. We didn't know about each other yet. And this was literally a year ago, July or August.
Mm-hmm.
And so Catherine had shared Ashley's duffel bag pattern in her stories. And I saw it and I was just like, wow, that's like a really good duffel bag, like that's a pattern, like that looks store-bought, like it's legit, y'all. And I was really impressed by it. And I think a lot of times people see things and go, oh, that's cool, and they just keep scrolling. I'm not one of those people. I'm the one that will go out of the story into Ashley's profile, snoop all day, you know, looking at her stuff, and then I'll slide into your DMs and be like, okay, Catherine shared your bag pattern and it was amazing, and I know you don't know me, but I was really impressed by that and I just had to tell you. That was literally kind of it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just was like, this girl needs to know that I think it's really cool. Is that going to mean anything to her? No, she may not even see this or read it. I don't know.
Oh, it meant something.
Well, I'm glad. But at the end of the day,
I don't get a lot of those messages. I mean, I get a little bit more now, but a year ago I wasn't as inserted into the community, surprisingly enough. I do have a YouTube channel that has a lot of followers, but
it's a different kind of following. It's not an interactive kind of following.
No, back and forth
with your followers. It's like you put the content out there and they get to do, you know, view it, and that's kind of it. They can leave a comment or something, but that's kind of it.
Yeah.
But with like Instagram and TikTok and this, it's more interactive. And so I was like, oh, I got to tell her, like, this is a really good bag pattern. Now, confession, have I made it? No. But I still think it's fabulous.
Other people.
Do I want to make it? Yes. Am I intimidated? Because I'm new to bag making. We've learned this.
That's how you're industrial.
I just got my industrial. We got to start small. But I know when I'm ready to make it, that if I need help, I know the person who made the pattern and I can just ask her myself. So thanks to Catherine sharing Ashley's bag pattern, it opened me to introduce me to Ashley. And then, you know, my very outgoing personality slid into her DMs and we have literally been talking ever since.
I don't think we've missed it any.
No.
Well, that's the thing. That's the power of the internet and the power of just one share of somebody's, you know, video or whatever. Like, you know, share the love is what I say.
All right. So Catherine kind of kicked it off for us and we kind of had this goal of having like, well, you know, on average, there's 4 episodes a month, right? And every 4 Tuesdays a month. And we would 3 out of those 4, we would have a guest on and one would just be Ashley and I talking about sewing topic or whatever, you know, kind of thing came up. And so our next guest was Olga with Olga's Closet, which is a fabric brand based out of California. So we had Olga on and I've been a brand ambassador with Olga for a few years now. And she has some great fabrics, but she's really kind of made herself more focused in the exclusive prints, which is cute. It's kind of kitschy for some things, but you know, it's a great resource, especially if you have like kids and you like those younger playful prints, all different kinds of knits and stuff. And now that I have a little nephew on the way, I've kind of been shopping with some of Olga's fabrics here lately with some of her little baby exclusive prints because they're really cute.
Yeah,
they are very cute, the little kid ones. So we had Olga on and then we had Diana Austin on with Eloise Ezra. You know, it's funny. I don't remember, and y'all know my memory is not the best, but Ashley, were you following Diana before the podcast?
Yeah, I was on like her YouTube channel and stuff.
Okay.
Like, I followed her YouTube channel and on Ellie and Mac.
I had been friends with Diana before I met you. Her and I had already been connected prior to the podcast. And so when we invited her on, it just was kind of like the trifecta of like our friendship triangle like expanded. And she's really been that third sounding board for Ashley and I with our podcast and just a constant support and for us individually and for the podcast. And we're so grateful for her friendship. Like this year has been, this past year has been even better because she's been in both of our lives through this process and we couldn't be more grateful for her friendship. And Ashley's going to start crying already. Y'all, we're not going to make it through this one. I can already tell. Let's just say Diana is a special person with a heart of gold. And if you aren't following her, you absolutely need to. Also, she's my birthday twin. So that's why she's so awesome.
She is.
I know. I know. So up next, we had Ashley Oliver, which I have to say, I was so pumped to talk to Ashley Oliver. If you're not following Socially Awkward, which I love her name, on Instagram, she is so much fun.
I love her taste. It's very...
I don't even know a name for it. It's funny. Every time I see something, still to this day, and I sent her something earlier this week, every time I see something that just encompasses her... I have to send it to her. I'm like, this is for you. This was meant for your eyes. This was meant. This is you in a nutshell. This is. And so there was one. I can't even remember what it was, but it was like a little cartoon. And she's like, you know, Halloween is like my whole persona kind of thing. And that's Ashley Oliver. And so she like leaves her Halloween decor up in her house like year round. That's just who she is. But it's just her vibe and it's her personality and she embraces who she is and she shares that so openly. And I love that about her. One of the things I love about following her is it's never the same thing twice. Like I feel like she makes clothes, but she also has been making a lot more bags lately. And then she'll do like quilting as well. And she's made some cute little quilted bats, you know, kind of things like a bat quilt. So, I mean, she really does a lot of different types of sewing.
Yeah.
Like a lot. But it all kind of has this like cohesive aesthetic at the same time. I don't even know how she pulls that off.
Every time she makes something, I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Every time.
Right? She does it with like, what, 3 or 4 kids? 4 kids?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And her youngest, Journey. I mean, they're all adorable kids, but her youngest is just, I love when she dresses.
Her spooky season's coming up, so
she's in her element right now.
Tuned. Yes, this
now's the time to follow her.
Yeah,
year round. But if you get on now, you're gonna really get a full scale Ashley's spooky season, and I'm here for it, as you should be too. And speaking of spooky season, after her, we had Whitney Sows, which you introduced me to Whitney Sows.
Yeah, YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's a big YouTuber, and she's a cosplay costume.
Yeah.
Maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what kind of impressed me with her that I didn't realize is just how high up she kind of got in the cosplay world.
Yeah, she's
like, it's very competitive
competitions. Yeah.
Well, when you win it, in the next year, you're a judge because you can't like compete like 2 years or something in a row, I think is what she said. I could be wrong.
I know. She does it. Her husband, she does it with the kids. It's just it's so fun. And she's a big pusher of like just using what you have. Mm-hmm. Don't buy new, like go to the thrift store. And, you know, that's always inspirational for me. I love going and seeing what I can find at the thrift stores. She makes a lot of her cosplays from like curtains and things. So.
Yeah. She'll dye fabrics even to get the right color. She gets really creative. She also really works mostly from like tissue paper patterns, like old vintage patterns, and she'll take different pieces from them and mash them up to create the, and then she gets it all to be like true to the style of the character she's creating. So it's really cool to see that process, and she does it a lot and she competes. So if you're really into that or want to see what that process is like, she's also like using a very old, like,
machine.
She's not using anything fancy. It's really impressive. She even does like some handwork on some of these hand stitching stuff on them. It's quite impressive, the stuff that she does. And that was a really fun conversation with her. And she was a hoot. I had a great time talking to her.
Yes.
And then up next, we had Nicole with Crimson and Scarlet, and she is a bag maker. So she was kind of our first one that we had on as like a small business owner. Mm-hmm. She's really big over on TikTok. She's growing her Instagram. I have to say, like, she's sneaky funny.
She is.
She's sneaky funny. Like, I was like, I don't. No, it was kind of hard to get a read on Nicole when I first met her. And the more that I've gotten to know her, I'm like, I dig her vibe. She's kind of got a dry sense of humor and I love it. But she's like that quiet little sneaky funny, as I like to say. But she came to our...
We had the sewing privilege retreat. Of meeting her, which was lovely.
Yes.
And I drove all the way to Nashville with her. Never thought that would happen.
Yeah, y'all spent like Nicole. 8 hours in the car together. So.
Yeah, I know. I found Nicole on TikTok, and she used to go live like all the time. So I would go watch her lives. And then, of course, when we started the podcast, I was like, Nicole.
But you know what's interesting, though, is like she on TikTok, I think this is why I say she's kind of sneaky funny to me, because on TikTok, she makes some really funny videos and she says things kind of like she makes fun of herself a little bit, or she'll, you know, call out like silly comments or even rude comments or whatever. And she kind of makes like a sarcastic, you know, kind of light of them. Which I think is great. And that works really well over on TikTok to get traction and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's helped her business grow. She doesn't take life so seriously, but sometimes you wonder if that really translates to real life, or is that just like social media persona? And I can vouch that that's pretty authentic. Yeah. Nicole is pretty like, she's just funny. She's funny. Like her little one-liners and stuff had me in stitches at the retreat. And I was like, okay, I get it now. I get it now.
She's awesome.
But she's an amazing bag maker.
She is. She has a store where she sells her items. So that's what her main focus is.
And that was a fun podcast because she kind of talked about like what that process has been like and how not just learning to make the bags, but then how to start the business and then how to brand it and how to create like traction towards it by using TikTok. And so if you're interested in kind of doing something like that, or, you know, that's a great podcast to tune into.
Mm-hmm. Episode 8.
Episode 8. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So then we had on Melissa with Melly Sews. This was another one that you introduced me to, mm-hmm. Ashley.
Another from my YouTube family.
Yeah. Ashley's like, it's funny. I kind of stick to Instagram. Ashley's like YouTube and TikTok.
Well, like before I met Bethany, like I really wasn't on Instagram that much. Like I just started actually putting in effort. And then I met Bethany, and then it was like, okay, I need to live over here because it's so fun on Instagram.
It's just a different community vibe.
It is. Well, you kind of feel like you're just alone talking to a wall over on YouTube, which is fine, but you really, to be able to have a well-rounded experience, to have your Instagram work with your YouTube is perfect.
So. Well, and Melissa, she teaches like sewing tutorials and everything, but she also has a pattern company as well. Mm-hmm. So Melissa was episode 10, and she has her YouTube channel where she teaches like sewing techniques and all of that. But she also has a pattern, PDF pattern or digital pattern company as well, called Blank Slate Patterns. So be sure to check that out. And we talked to her about what it's like to run a business with doing all that she does. And she has, you know, children as well. They're, you know, middle and high school, but, you know, she's got a lot going on in her world as well. So a lot of our guests and what kind of came to be a common theme is like, we're all hustling in our own way. And we all have lives outside of our hustle with families and friends and everything. And it just, I think the common question that we had wasn't so much of like how you got started in sewing, which we obviously went through that with our guests, but how do you manage it all? How do you juggle it all? How do you find that balance? And hearing that from each person and their own perspective and what works for them, some of it might actually resonate with one of you. So be sure to take some time to go back and listen to these, because you never know who's going to strike a chord with you, right? And speak on to where you're at this moment. So
that's the thing, is that like even some of the guests that we had on, I might not have been interested in their particular niche, but I learned from just other things, like how they conduct their business or how they do their social media. So it was like, I didn't think I would learn anything, but I did every single episode,
every single time.
Shocked. I feel like as a human, I've grown so much from all of these guests. So,
yeah.
Thank you to everybody who was on our podcast.
I'm pretty sure Melissa's the one that shared like some like cool resources for managing content across multiple platforms. So if that's something that you struggle with, then that might be worth going and checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up next, we had our first guest from Canada, Erin. With Mama Sews Best, and she is so sweet. So she, I have really enjoyed getting to know Erin so much, and I'm so glad you introduced me to her and our audience to her. Her whole business, she's a mom with two littles. She started making car seat ponchos using Ashley's pattern. What? That's how she made that connection.
Yes.
And so she sells these ponchos at, events and vendor fairs and trade shows and things. And she sells them online locally. And her business has blown up. She's actually like in the process of finishing the renovation of her first like actual sewing space in her home. So she's now going to have a dedicated space to do this in. I'm so proud of her. She's come a long way in the last year, and I'm so glad that we got to chat with her. And so if you're at that beginning stage of like the business, like still figuring it out, what's it going to look like? Go listen to Erin's and then go over and see where she's at now, because it's night and day and it's amazing how much can change. And this was what, in just like 9 months?
Yeah.
You know, since we talked to her.
She had like imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And she also was like, because she just had her kids and she was like, I'm going to go back to school. And so she had this whole like mind kind of shift where it was just like, but I really like what I'm doing with my sewing.
Yeah, it was like a hobby at first, and then it turned into more.
Tells her that you should really finish school, and she's like, mm-hmm. I really like what I'm doing now.
I think it was her mom that said, why?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
If you really like what, like, now's the time to give it a go. Like, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she's had any regrets, and maybe we should have her back on to, like, do a one-year how's it going? Because she is cranking those things out, and I'm so proud of her.
Christmas is coming, so this is her best time, mm-hmm. especially because, you know, winter in Canada is quite cold, and car seat, big, you know, huge coats and stuff like that is a thing, and you don't want to put your baby in the car with a big coat on, so.
And it not be safe in the seat, yeah.
And there's no, like, you can't buy car seat ponchos in the store.
Mm-mm.
Which is...
No, and she does more than car seat ponchos too. Yes. She does like the grow with me pajamas and mm-hmm. clothes and stuff and little hats. And she does some other stuff too. So definitely go check her out. She's definitely expanded.
Yeah.
And,
in but her she also keeps reach. It small. So it's like, this is her specialty, which is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then next we had our first, guest from Australia. Which another was Samantha or Sam with Little Patch Creation. She is known for her festival wear.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty big on TikTok, but I absolutely love following her on Instagram because she gets in her stories and I just like sit there and listen to her stories. First of all, I love how she talks. Second of all, she is just this little bundle of joy. Like, little bundle of joy. I've learned a lot about Sam over the last year since we first talked to her. And she's quite an inspiration to me. She definitely is. She just has this embodiment of just being happy and joyful and spreading joy and supporting small businesses and cheering on others. And what's happened is that's come back around to her. She's created this circle of that like-minded people. And that you've seen how it's really grown her business and expanded her business beyond just festival wear. Now she's doing other types of clothing too, which I am so proud of her. But at the same time, what you may not know, and we kind of talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but I've learned she's very open about it in the in her stories on Instagram and stuff. Is she's got some health issues that she's battled her whole life, and I think it's something to do with her liver. I don't know 100%, but she can get sick really easily, and lands her in the hospital for days at a time. And, but the whole time she's there, she's like got a smile on her face and she's staying positive. And she's like, well, I'm back. I'm home. I'm back at it. Let's get back to sewing, you know? Like, and
then I came home.
And just like, I just want to like ball her up and like put her in my pocket and take care of her. She's just so sweet and so precious. And so I'm really proud to see all that she's doing. And gosh, and she's killing it with some of these like Taylor Swift Eras Tour outfits that she's starting to create. It's been fun watching her do that.
Taylor Swift industry, I think, is what has become in the sewing community.
Yeah, that was huge when she was touring here through the US. And now that she's gearing up for her over in Australia and everything for that leg of her tour that's really starting. Yep. So that's why Sam's really starting to plan fabrics and create custom one of a kind. And it's all like to people's specific body measurements. So everything that she creates is a one of a kind, which I think is really cool. So be sure to go check her out. Little Patch Creations on Instagram and TikTok. We're going to be linking, by the way, all of our guests in the description. We'll be popping up some information here in the video if you're watching us over on YouTube. If you're not watching us on YouTube, we appreciate you listening. Most of our listeners do listen, followers do listen, but you know, we are still trying to grow our YouTube channel. So I'm going to take a minute to kind of plug that because it's something we put a lot of effort and energy into. We do feel like some of our podcasts are more geared towards visual things since we are in a sewing and creative space. So there are episodes where seeing people's submissions of their projects and things like that really come across in our videos. So if you're not following us on YouTube, we'd appreciate you taking a brief moment to go over there and just click subscribe. Even if you choose to continue to listen to our podcast on your commute or while you're cleaning or sewing or whatever, we appreciate that. But just a little subscribe over there on YouTube would mean a lot to us. All right, moving on. Who is up next?
So a softie.
With Trixie. Mm-hmm. And she's also from Australia, which was super fun. Y'all, we are worldwide.
Yes, we are.
It's super cool to see how far we've reached in the last year with our sewing community. And at the same time, it can still feel really small and intimate, even though we're half a world away from each other. So,
but it's also hard because you befriend these people and you're like, but it's so far. I want to come. Like, I want to meet you. But you're like,
yeah, I know. I know. And maybe. So Trixie is, she's known for Sew a Softie, which is like a little plushie. And she does hand sewing. But her key thing is teaching children to sew and also teaching teachers at schools how to teach children to sew.
Amazing. I love it.
And basic sewing skills. And she does it in such a fun and creative way. And she's got a really good book. I'm pretty sure, Ashley, you got the book.
I bought two books.
I love it. I love it. But no, it's great. So if you're thinking about, like, you know, something that you can do with your kids outside of school on holiday breaks, you know, or even to gift to the art teacher at your school and say, hey, I'd love to support incorporating this into your curriculum if you can, or into some fun activities or after school programs. This could be really fun because it's a skill set that is a lost art. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. And I love her approach to teaching kids to sew is really neat and in such a fun, playful way. And she makes these cute little plushies or softies.
She starts with like 4 and 5 year olds. Like she gets them young, which is amazing. Yeah. And she says that like they have these little hands and they're so perfect for the needle.
Yeah.
Because their hands are so tiny. And she's like, that's true, I guess.
Like, and my initial thought was like, you don't want to give a little kid a sharp needle.
Exactly.
And she's like, actually you do, because they can actually maneuver it and they'll handle the sharpness and they'll learn to respect it and learn to get the dexterity down and probably be safer with it than an adult who's never picked up a needle and thread, who probably will poke themselves a few too many times. So it's, she said you'd be surprised how quick they learn and how adaptive they are. And you just have to give them the opportunity to rise to the occasion. And that's kind of her whole approach, which is really inspiring. So definitely check that out. And then we had Amber with Indie Stitch subscription box. Indie Stitch is a monthly subscription box that you can sign up for, where basically everything you need to make an entire project, garment sewing project, is included. So you get fabric, you get the pattern of the month, you get all the sewing notions and some extra surprises to be able to do it. And then there's a whole Facebook group of a sew along that for the entire month that you can sew along with and share your finished project in that community. And Amber is like killing it over there.
Yeah. And you were subscribed for a while.
I did. I was subscribed for about a year. And then I got so busy with work and I had some stacked up that I hadn't done yet that I thought, let me just put pause on it because I felt like I was taking on too much. And I also kind of got to the point, I mean, I'm so well into the sewing community, like the garment sewing side of things, that I already had some of the patterns that they were coming out with, which were some of my favorites that they were starting to. So it was like, I, you know, I just decided it was a good time for me to take a pause from it. But
that's the great thing that you can, right?
You can, but I absolutely loved getting, it's like happy mail.
Yes.
And I loved getting them. And she works with other, like all these different indie pattern companies. So like, the patterns are definitely in season for the season of the box. So like if it's a winter pattern or winter month, it's going to be more of like a sweater or a jacket or a pant or something like that. But it runs the gamut of stuff. And I definitely tried some new things. And I think what I liked the most about it was getting exposed to some fabrics that I hadn't sewn with yet before. Right. Like, I intentionally picked fabrics that would challenge me
mm-hmm.
because it was going to be included in my box, and I knew I had the resources to be able to do it within that box. I think the other thing I really liked is the pattern came printed on AO format.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to cut out my size.
Nice.
And so there was no printing, taping, or gluing and cutting out. It was very easy. But then you could also download the pattern
right.
digitally. You would download the pattern from the pattern company. It was included in that subscription. And then you could, that's how you would get the instruction, the sewing instructions. And then if it had a projector file, you could just project and cut. But nice. Yeah, it was an all-inclusive, but the little surprise goodies were always nice. Sometimes there was
a little snack,
yummy treats. Sometimes there were like sewing notions I didn't even know I needed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really fun. So I'm glad we had Amber on. Mm-hmm. And then our last one of 2022, our last guest was Tiffany. And Tiffany owns the Old Rag Doll Cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Tiffany because I had been following her for a while. And that's why I invited her to come on, because she is another one of those that if you are ever having like a sad day or down day, a moment yeah. or you're just like, meh, you just go to her Instagram and scroll. And it's like all the colors will brighten your mood instantly. And then her little personality is just so bubbly and cheerful. And the things she creates, you can't not smile at. Like, she makes
fun stuff these days too.
Yes. She's really expanded.
Pincushion.
The giant tomato pincushions are adorable. I tried to get one. Let me tell you, if you want something that Tiffany makes and she's launching it at like 7 p.m. on a Tuesday or whatever, you know, you better set an alarm on your phone. And you better have that website pulled up, and you better be refreshing it until it goes live. And you better know exactly what you want added to that cart. It's the only way I've gotten those three ragdolls I have. I missed it. I missed the launch when she first did the giant tomato pincushions. Really? And so I didn't get one, and I was so bummed because they're huge. They're literally like a giant pillow. And they look just like the little... And she, you know, she collects those at estate sales. And that's the other thing. She goes to these estate sales and she like walks you through like the estate sales all the times and all the cool things that she finds. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
very competitive.
Now, very, very. But she's got some really cute Halloween ones coming out.
Oh.
Did you see the witches?
I have not yet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Y'all have to go over to her Instagram, Old Rag Doll Cupboard. Her new rag dolls are these little witches, and they will melt your heart. They are so freaking cute. I mean, they are, I got to pull it up. I got to show it to you, Ashley. It's so good. It's so good. I this is going to be one where I'm going to have to set my alarm again.
Is this the first time she's done, like, witches?
Yeah, and there's ghosts. She's got these cute little ghosts. Okay. Look at this little witch face.
Oh my God.
Is that not the cutest freaking thing you've ever seen?
That's so like Wizard of Oz, right? Like,
it how is. Cute. It is. And she's going to have little witch stickers and then like the little ghost pillows.
That's
the
so
little
cute.
Ghost pillows are adorable. I'm telling you. But she does these launches, right?
September
so she'll make a bunch.
7th. She has a calendar at 8 p.m. Spooky season restock.
September it's coming up soon.
7th at 8 p.m.
Let's see here. When is this episode airing? We're plugging Tuesday? You, Tiffany.
Tuesday. It'll be, you'll be ready. You can get in on this sale if you're.
Yeah, listening. So next Tuesday is the 5th, 2 days before her spooky launch on the 7th on Thursday.
Perfect.
So, yes. So go to her. Yeah, these are so stinking cute.
Love it.
Yep. I can't wait. I want a witch. I think they're adorable. But her little rag dolls are adorable. And she puts little spooky hats on her rag dolls, too. And they're just the cutest little thing. And
it makes me want to make dolls. Like, every time I see her stuff, I'm like,
I know.
Why don't I just make some? But then I don't. So
it's better
just to buy them from her.
I have three. I have a fall one with a little pumpkin. Aww. I think that was my first one. And then I have a Christmas one. And then I have one that's like sewing themed, and it has a little vintage pack of Singer needles, nice. Which I had to have that one because I work for Singer. So right. those are the three that I have. So I've been following her for a long time, but yeah, she's amazing. She's so fun. All right. So then we kicked off the new year.
And this is like literally the catalyst for this year.
Yeah. Well, our first episode was New Year, New Sewing Resolutions, where Ashley and I thought we had life planned. Yeah, and you guys know, that didn't really go according to plan.
Yeah, it got all ruined on the 10th.
Yeah. A week later, we're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What is this, like, wild? So we met Amy, who is the new owner of Dibby Club Patterns, which is being rebranded, and we're excited. We're going to let her announce that when she's ready. But that kind of opened up our conversation with Amy. She is, you know, has a corporate job by day. Mm-hmm. And decided to buy a pattern business that was closing last summer. And since then, she's been trying to get her feet underneath all of it and revamp some things. And it's been a lot of work. I think taken longer than I think she anticipated. Which is fine because, you know, that's what happens when you jump into new things like that. And you got to learn a lot, right? It's all new. There's nothing that like comes easy when you do stuff like that. So, but we've been excited to get to know Amy more. She was on our sewing retreat, but since then, her and I and Ashley have taken pattern drafting course, and we're learning to make patterns.
Yeah.
So that we can bring that and add to Amy's, you know, catalog when she rebrands the business. And so that literally just turned our whole year upside down, but all for the better.
Yeah.
I think the goals that we had were, you know, good goals.
Yeah.
But they weren't like dream big goals.
No, they were just like, sew a shirt every month.
It was like, post on YouTube once a week.
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't in 5 months, but now we know why.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that kind of stuff. Amy kind of turned our little world upside down. And honestly, Amber with Indie Stitch is who introduced us to Amy. And we're really grateful for that. Yeah.
All right.
And so that's how we got to know Amy. There's more to come from that whole relationship. But as we mentioned before, we've some of our guests have become more than just a guest. And Amy's one of those.
Yeah.
Amy is definitely one of those. All right. And then we had Michelle with Alizo Home. And I have to say, this has been one of my favorite partnerships we've had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've worked with so many brands over the years in all my crafting spaces. And I have to say, like, Alizo is like, I love everything about them. Mm-hmm. Not just their product, but like the people. It's a small, like, family owned business, but their customer service is amazing. Their 3-year warranty on their irons is amazing. Their irons themselves and their products are amazing.
Yeah, I've had but one their for support, years. So.
Their support and involvement in the sewing community as a whole and the crafting community as a whole is so profound. Like, for such a small organization, they have a really big reach, and it's quite impressive. And a lot of that is due to Michelle. And I know she'll say a lot of it's due to her team, but it really is Michelle who kind of is the driving force over there of building that bridge between the sewing community and the Alizo brand. And I just have to say kudos to Michelle, because we met her, we had the best conversation with her. And I feel like our relationship just started from that moment, and it's just continued to build from there.
Yeah.
And since then, Alizo even went on to sponsor our special sewing retreat episode in June. And, you know, was so kind to gift our retreat guest some irons. And so they continue to be a brand that I will proudly stand behind and support in that way, for sure. So thank you, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And then up next, we have Vanessa with the Crafty Gemini, who we mentioned earlier was one of the ones you kind of went, tongue tied on and fangirled over, which I love. She's
definitely a mentor in my YouTube world that I would look up to for sure.
What does she not do?
She's a homesteader.
I know.
And
I literally watched her birth a cow the other day on her Instagram. I was like, what is happening? I didn't know I was following
Vanessa.
Oh, it's just Vanessa doing Vanessa. That girl does everything and it's so impressive. And she does it all so well. I'm just like, it's another one of those where I'm like, when do you sleep? When do you sit down? Do you sit down? Like, it's impressive, the stuff that she does.
Her whole family's busybodies. They're always
doing. Like the Energizer Bunny is what I think of. Mm-hmm. But like, she has this passion for sharing and inspiring and especially teaching. And when I say like her tutorials are like next level.
Like I said,
imagine how amazing the sewing community and how much bigger the sewing community would be if everyone's sewing project tutorials were as good as Vanessa's and as thorough. I mean, you get the best written tutorials, the best photos.
Big Four would be dead.
And then you get a full course, step by step. Like, it's fail proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many more people would be sewing if every time they approached a project from someone that it was fail proof like that? Like, Vanessa is one of those that's going to always set you up for success.
Yeah.
With her projects, with her tutorials, with her courses. If you're new to sewing or if you're trying to learn a new technique and she's offering it, don't hesitate to jump on that. I mean, I've bought her courses and I know how to sew because I just really, I am so inspired by them. There's a course that I bought. It's a project that I bought, but it comes with like the whole sewing course. So I bought this course from Vanessa and don't ask me what it's called because I'm not going to remember off the top of my head, and I haven't made it yet, but I want to make, the reason I bought it is so I could make it at one of my local meetups while I'm working at one of those projects. But nice. It's basically a whole like flat fold up kind of envelope case for like your big rulers and your projects, but there's like different size ones for like your sewing notions and then like your bigger things and then your big, cause you know, like that big ruler that you love and they're not cheap. You're like scared to take it anywhere cause it's going to break. And I have to take it to our sewing meetups. And so I'm like, I need a case.
I remember
and it like
that,
zips ups and everything. It's really nice. And it comes in a bunch of, like, you get a lot, like you, all these different sizes. And I was like, I'm going to make this.
Mm-hmm.
I need to make it.
Yeah.
In my free time. But but yeah, I've definitely invested in her courses because they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that you introduced me to her because I know she's really big on YouTube.
Yep.
And I tend to build connections with people better on like I'll watch a YouTube video, but I'll never make that connection if I watch another, you search for something else that it was a same person I've watched before. I'm not good at that. But when it comes to Instagram, I'm like, I got you. I know who you are and I'm there. So it's just different.
Yeah.
Now our next episode was a host only episode. And the reason I'm calling this one out is because this was our episode where we talked about loving your sewing space.
One of my favorites.
And Ashley and I, this was truly one of our favorites. I think this was one of the first times that we asked our listeners to engage in our episode by submitting photos of their sewing space. And I know some people were a little hesitant to share that. And we appreciate those who did. But it was really just to inspire each other and to understand that we all are at different phases in our sewing journey. Some of us have two spaces in their house. We're sewing because we're busting at the seams. And some people have a corner and they pull it out of a dresser and they set it up on the kitchen table. There is no right or wrong way, and everything in between works. And we just wanted to celebrate everybody's different and unique sewing journey and their sewing space. And we just thank you guys for sharing those photos with us. We got inspired.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some beautiful
photos that I will keep. Just so that I can look back and be like, one day, like that one where the girl, she took her third car garage and oh my goodness.
I'm every, like, square inch of that space was planned and thought
it
out.
It was like styled, like everything was like white and just like all
clean
the
and themed
color with the like the fabrics yeah. and they're just like
you can't not walk into that space and not be like inspired
oh,
to be
yeah,
creative.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's an episode that like you need to go and check out the YouTube video because you just
yeah, because we put all those photos in the video. So if you missed those photos, that's where you're going to see them. Mm-hmm. Those are those episodes. That's why we continue to record the podcast yeah. in video mm-hmm. format as well, because we actually takes the time to put those photos into the video. So as we talk about them, you can see them as we're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it much more interactive and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for participating in that one. And since then, you guys have participated in several others, and we're yeah. going to continue to do that because it's so fun to get your involvement and hear your voices.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, we had Jessica with Let's Go Hobby. Jessica is another one of those that we've become really good friends with. She works with the Ellie and Mac brand as well as Diana. She does kind of behind the scenes with their ambassador program and their social media and some of their tutorials and stuff. And she just had a pattern launch with them too, which is exciting. One named after her. But she came on our sewing retreat too. And she's just one of those that like is another bubbly personality.
Yeah.
Very, very sweet. A mom of, I think, three.
Yeah. As one,
I think she has a set of twins, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So based out of Utah,
oh,
she's
boy.
Sewing and gardening and all things, you know, creative. And she's been really fun to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Emma, which you introduced me to Emma. This was another one from YouTube, I believe.
Yeah. Well, she liked us. And I was just like, who is that? You know, because every time anyone follows us, I usually go in and see who they are. Just
you're
because
sleeping.
I'm all the time. And she's another bag maker. And I was like, okay, I need to check out this girl a little bit more.
Well, she is the owner of 77 Studio.
Yeah.
So Emma is based out of London or UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
she's
the more
a fascinating
we...
human.
This is one of those episodes where the more we talk to her, the more my chin got closer to the floor. Like, it just kept dropping more and more and more. I was just like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just say her career kind of started in the, like, costuming world for big movies. Like, she's worked on Harry Potter. She's worked on Star Wars. She's freaking worked with Chewbacca's costume.
Creatures?
Creature creations.
That's it.
Yeah. And so hearing that experience, and then now she's turned it into like a, hey, I'm ready to like settle down. That lifestyle is really hard and
yeah,
demanding.
Long hours. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. With movies and being on set and traveling. And so
Harry Potter,
Batman, like all of that stuff. And so she's got some really cool stories. I think it would be fascinating to go back and I kind of want to go back and re-listen to some of the things that she shared. I'm pretty sure there was one where she said she was like next to Chris Hemsworth and I about fell out of my chair. So if
yeah.
you haven't seen that, I literally like went and just passed out. Like, that's one way to melt.
Oh
like
God.
Thor. Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we were expecting that.
No. And she says it like it's no big deal. And I'm just like, hold on, time out. My heart just skipped like three beats. I have heart palpitations now. Oh my gosh. But she is so sweet and her bags are really nice. And she sells kits too, which is really
yeah.
cool. So like a beginner bag maker, I'm like, that's like my jam right now is anything kit with bags because mm-hmm. it's like when you're learning a new thing, same with like the indie stitch boxes that Amber does. If you're getting into garment sewing, it's a great way to get introduced to that niche because they're going to get everything you need in that mm-hmm. one box. Same mm-hmm. with bag making. I feel like bag making, the supply list is a mile long
yeah.
and all the different hardware mm-hmm. and interfacings and
it's
zippers and it's a lot
mm-hmm.
and it can be a little overwhelming. I'm saying that from experience. And so to get a kit that literally has everything I need and I just have to sit down and sew it, like that's what I want to get comfortable with it before I start venturing off on my own. So
yeah,
love the kits. All right. And then up next, we went really deep into bag making with Kasaya. Yeah. And she is the owner of Saya Swag Bags. And let me tell you, she's become one of my new besties. I'm so glad that you introduced us.
Here's another YouTube one that I fangirled over.
This is another one where you couldn't talk.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me right now?
She's wonderful. I love her.
But she's so easy to talk to. It was like big deal.
Yeah.
And since then, I've gotten to meet her in person because she came to the So Magical Expo in Nashville.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you're going to be in Nashville. Like, I'll come help you set up your booth. And she's like, really? And I was like, I literally live 10 minutes from where you're going to be. Like, please let me come help.
Come to Toronto or St. Catharines.
Can you come over here?
I would love to. I would love to, but not in the winter. So, so I got to meet Kasaya and her sister, Susan. And we had the best time, and our friendship really launched from there.
Yeah.
And now we're working on creating some new content together for her YouTube and my YouTube, because she's all bags and I'm mostly garment sewing, and she wants to learn how to sew clothes. Nice, and I want to learn how to sew bags. And so we're talking about, and now that I've got an industrial, we're talking about going to each other's houses for a few days and learning each other's niche and like teaching people who are beginners together in our own niches.
Nice.
With other people. So it's just cross promoting each other's stuff, but at the same time, like encouraging people in another niche to try new things. Mm-hmm. And who better to set that example than us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And encourage each other. So yeah, fun. I'm excited. We're going to figure out when logistics. This is all going to go down.
Been a busy year.
Yeah. But we're hoping to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I'm excited to do that with her, because who better to learn bag making from?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love you, Ashley, but it's Kasaya. I'm just kidding, girl.
Okay. Have fun teaching Bethany.
Ashley's saying good luck. Good luck with that. Ashley's been on the receiving end of me, like, almost in tears, like, what did I do wrong? I'm FaceTiming her. Yep, that's me. That's me. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it'll be good though for you to make at the same time she makes the same thing side by side, doing it together, then at least, like, you know. It's harder when you're doing something and then you're like, what did I do wrong? And I'm like, I don't know where you're at, because I, you know what I mean? It's just,
and you're not in front of my machine to help me too. That's what I was having issues with.
Right.
And so having someone sitting here really kind of diving in with the machine too, is how I would probably learn best anyways. So I think that would be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up after that, we had Duana Chandler. She is so fun. By the way, the woman has a collection of vintage sewing machines unlike anything else. She displays them beautifully in her space. I didn't realize that was a big thing for her, but it really is.
Mm.
And then she's been doing pattern designing with Nomi Patterns, which was really fun to get to talk to her about, like, that pattern design process that we were at the time just starting to get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to talk to other pattern designers was really cool for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we had Brandon with Happily Dressed. And let me tell you,
that was our first gentleman.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's another, you know, I've mentioned this a few times with some of our guests. He's another one of those where, it's in the name, Happily Dressed. If you ever need someone to put a smile on your face, just go to Brandon's page. He's got such a cool vibe. Mm-hmm. He is so fun. His day job is creative. His side jobs are creative. He's passionate about teaching people to sew. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, he inspires me in so many ways. And then we got to partner together on a project for work for Singer, which was so much fun to do. You know, he kind of was doing some of the quilted jackets, repurposing quilts. And so it was the same time that I did that with my son's baby quilt. And we got to kind of do a collab project for Singer on that.
Nice.
I pitched it to the team. I was like, can I please? And they were like, that's a great idea. So I was so excited to get to partner with him on something for work. and then on the podcast too. It was really cool. So it's fun when it works out that way. So up next, we had Aronica with Needle and the Bell. Aronica, I have also gotten to meet. I met her before we had her on the podcast at the Sew Expo in Seattle, which was super fun. And she does a lot. She's a pattern designer. She also has a business that sells like kind of different things, like journaling and other kind of fun little things. And she has her patterns. I mean, she does, and she's on TikTok sewing live like all the time.
She's very active on social media.
You know what impresses me about her is her ability to be on TikTok live first thing in the morning and actually make something. My brain is not functioning that early in the morning. So when I get up in the morning and she's already live and halfway through sewing a whole garment, I'm just like, you go, girl. I need coffee first.
Terrence Williams, who was up next, also the same.
He's that way too. Yeah, these two are like Energizer bunnies, TikTok lives. I'm so impressed. And they just knock stuff out. I feel like if I get on a TikTok live, it takes me forever to finish it. But they just crank it out and they do it in such a fun way. So Terrence is another one that he runs his own business with Terrence Williams Designs. But man, he's always over there sewing it up. So he's a fun one to watch.
He's fun.
And then we had Alyssa Threads. It was this little ball of energy with the cutest dog named Bob, who I adore.
And loves chocolate.
And And she's all things like girly and ruffles and frills and so fun. But she's making her own patchios, her own pattern designs. But then she's also done some Nomi patterns. I mean, we've had quite a few Nomi pattern designers on our podcast.
We have. I think quite we've had a few. Almost all of them.
Almost. I mean, that's our goal, right? Get them all. Catch them all. Like Pokemon, right? We're going to catch them all. But Alyssa's a fun one to watch. She's, I don't know, she has this contagious smile. Her smile literally goes from ear to ear. Every time I watch her stories and she smiles really big, I can't not smile back. Like, I don't know if you've ever done that, but I'm just like, why am I smiling so hard? I'm sitting in my living room by myself. Oh, it's because Alyssa's on my phone. And she's just got the most contagious, sweetest smile. And then we met Tanya. Tanya is also another sewist and homesteader and everything.
Everything. Love
it. You know what? You know what's the funniest thing I remember from this episode? And it's super random. Is they don't eat on dinner plates. They have the baskets with the wax paper that they put down. So she just has to throw like, and then she just throws it all in the trash and just puts the basket like away. Like, there's no plates to clean. And I'm just like, that is so smart.
Well, yeah.
So smart.
Just like chicken fingers.
But she's got kids and they homeschool. Yeah. So I was just like, I don't know why that stuck out to me. But when she said she did that, I was like, why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
I'm sitting here buying paper plates. How wasteful. Yeah. But no, she's really sweet. And she kind of expressed like she's new into, at the time, was new into like pattern testing and her experience with pattern testing. So if that's something that you're interested in, kind of learning how that process is, I know Ashley and I kind of shared our experiences too, but she shares some experiences with pattern testing and why she likes it and the fun she has doing it and everything. So that was a good one to tune into. All right. So our next guest we had was Lauren with More Me Know or Sewing with Lauren. And let me just say, like, she kind of opened my eyes to like the world of like the business side of bag making. Wouldn't you agree? Like,
yep.
It's next level.
She has done some amazing things in her short time.
That girl's going places.
Yeah, like, she's working on putting an addition on her, like, business space. Like, she made a business in her house selling these notions for bag making, and then she got too big, and then she had to go buy a warehouse, and now she's putting an addition on the warehouse. Like, it's just this woman store. Is insane.
And yeah, it's like amazing. A whole classroom that she's building on, and it's a classroom full of industrial sewing machines, so people can come and take classes on industrial machines to make next level bags. I mean, y'all,
amazing.
And it's just cool to see like this, like process come about. Like overnight, mm-hmm. there was a roof on this building. She's documenting the whole process. Yes, and it's so cool to see like how excited and how emotional she's getting. Did you see when they first did the foundation that yeah. they went out there and took the clips? You know, she's got those adorable glitter clips and they were throwing them out into the foundation for good luck and just adding a little glitter to their yeah. new space. And it's going to be hidden obviously into the construction of the space, but those will always live there as a part of that space. And I just thought that's so stinking cool and so yeah. cute that they just kind of sprinkled it with some glitter clips. I love her glitter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Her rulers, her clips, her all of it. And then she's got the cutest tags.
Yeah.
Funny tags. I mean, hardware,
stickers, all vinyl. Kinds of things. Yeah.
I mean, she came to, I met her first at the Sew Expo in Seattle, same place mm-hmm. and same mm-hmm. time that I met Aronica. And then, what was that, March? Beginning of March? And then fast forward to June when she was she had her space at the So Magical Expo in Nashville, where I saw Kasaya for the first time. Lauren was there. I got to see her again and her booth, and I actually got to shop her stuff in person, which is really cool mm-hmm. in her booth. And she was teaching some classes. I didn't sign up for classes, but yeah, it's just really cool to see her business in action and in person. Like same mm-hmm. with Kasaya, to see. Like you see it online, but then when you get to see all the work that they put into it in person and the support that they have in their businesses with their teams, it's just really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. So, but yeah, so I've enjoyed getting to know her and I'm cheering her on. She's only like a four and a half hour drive from me.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I was talking to her about it. I was like, you just let me know when that class is up, that classroom is up and running. I will be your first student.
Well, even just to go there, spend the night. And
I know. With a visit.
Why not?
But she's also like open to like at first just teaching bag making class, but she would love to teach other types of sewing in that classroom and bring in other sewists to teach. So I don't know. We may do a little collab here in the future. Anything to support what she's doing, because she's definitely on a mission and she's mm-hmm. really good at spreading it. So, all right. And then up next, we had Jen with Styla and Little Lizard King. Jen, oh my gosh, what does she not do? She's a pattern designer. She's a fabric designer. She spent the whole summer traveling Mexico with her family, her husband and two little girls. I mean, she just does it all. And it's really fun to watch her at all that she does. But she does design patterns for Little Lizard King and for Styla, which is like the adult women's patterns side of the Little Lizard King business, which is the kids side. She's very much involved in that. I think more than I realized when we first talked to her. So it was really cool to get her. Because at this point when we met with her, it was May or April. At this point when we had met with her, we were already pretty in deep to our pattern drafting course. So this came at a good time for you and I to get to know her and ask her some questions that we probably wouldn't have even known to ask had we not been going through that course of like what to expect when what all goes into all the steps, all the process. It was just a really insightful conversation. And I felt like we got like the inside look of like the operations of a pattern, like indie pattern company.
Yeah, she was really nice. Mm-hmm. We even talked like more off air just about the behind the scenes, and it opened our eyes to a lot of things. So we really appreciate her conversation with Jen.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because we've had a lot of very candid conversations with our guests before, but really more after our chats on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as we stop recording, it's like sometimes we just kind of, they're a little more comfortable with us. We obviously know them a little better. And just the conversation sometimes tends to flow. And we've sat on here and chatted with some people for a while afterwards. And it's just fun to see where it just builds those friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Really does. Then after that, we had Maddie with Madeline Intimates, which was a really fun one.
Yeah.
That girl's done some big things.
I know.
In her short time. Like, seriously. And there's a lot of energy in a small package. She is so fun. If you're not following her, she does some really cool you know, patterns for like undergarments, bras, bralettes, panties, lingerie, those kind of things. Things that I feel like there's not a lot of patterns for. Mm-hmm. She does create some really unique designs, and they're all very much thought about the female body or any body, you know, shape, size, whatever. And not just comfort, but style and being sexy, but functional and comfortable and all of that. And so it just was really cool to get to hear how she kind of found her way into that business and then took a leap of faith to start her own brand.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those kind of things that people get very intimidated by the fabrics because they're not typical fabrics that most people work with, like lace and things like that, like meshes and stuff. So
silky things. They're not always the easiest to sew either. So
it's fun to be able to have, and she has like her courses, like classes that you can go to her actual studio and she can, you know, sit with you and actually help you make these items, which is pretty incredible. So, but she's also just spreading the message that you can make your own undergarments.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know,
and she makes amazing. Some beautiful designs, and I love her fabrics. And then we had Monica with That's So Monica. And let me tell you, her and I have become really close.
She's got a good vibe to her. I love
her. She is so much fun. Like, there's never a dull moment with her. I met her in person at Craftcation in California earlier this year.
I have met no one, and Bethany has met everybody. I know you're thinking, they're like, who has she not met? Okay.
Who am I meeting then?
I'm all the way up in the Arctic Circle, Canada. So that's why.
You got to come down here into this vortex of sewing in the South. No, I met her at Craftcation. I was so excited that I found out that she was going to be there. Because I've been following her and we had talked. She's also a FOF ambassador. So she works with one of the brands that I work for. And so we have, you know, a lot in common. And she's based out of Dallas. And she's got a pretty awesome full-time job. But her sewing is just, she channels her personality through what she sews. And she wears it on her sleeve with such confidence, and it everything she puts on her looks amazing, but it just exudes like when you see like a fabric she chooses, you're like, yeah, that's Monica, you know? Or if you see like a garment she just sewed up and she's showing it off for the first time, you're like, yep, that's Monica. Like it suits her. Like the thing she can pull off is impressive, but the person she is, down to her core and her heart, is so special. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone who gets a chance to get to know her is privileged. I absolutely adore her. Her passion and love for teaching people to sew is her number one priority, I feel like, and when in the sewing space. And so she's at Craftcation. She did more, I think, taught more classes than anybody else.
Wow.
She's run ragged. Any downtime she has, she's jumping into another class to support that class, you know, and just get a moment of creativity for herself. And then I remember the last day of Craftcation. I was there for another purpose, but she, you know, our booth was kind of quiet. So she asked if I would help her teach because she needed an aide. And there was, I want to say, 7 or 8 people on the wait list to get into her class.
Oh, wow.
And there wasn't enough space. Everybody had shown up for that class. And so her and I and a couple other people moved tables and machines from another classroom that weren't being used for that period into her space. So we're all crammed in there. So no one got left out.
Nice.
And we helped everybody. And I mean, her excitement, she sings when she's teaching. She dances. It's like a whole vibe. She gets into it. It's contagious. Everyone walked out of there with a zipper pouch, and some of them had never even sat in front of a sewing machine. And they were so excited and so thrilled to have created this. And she makes it so much more fun than it already is. It makes it less scary because she's just like, it's fine, we're gonna do this together. And she's just like, I mean, she's so fun. She also was the first person I ever had Thai food with. After that, we went and had dinner together that night and went out to the beach and everything just to kind of celebrate the whole event and getting to know each other a little more, and she introduced me to Thai food. It was really fun.
Jealous.
I know. Jealous. I've had some good times with these people. They're my people.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll have and this then common...
speaking of people that you want to meet.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be another one. I don't know.
With Megan with So and Tell Australia. So she was our more recent Australian guest. What does that make? Four guests that we've had from Australia. She's number four.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I love that we've built a connection with the sewing community in Australia. Mm-hmm. And Megan, you and Megan have gotten
ambassador.
She is. Yeah. She's really branching out. Mm-hmm. She's a mom. She's also very passionate about teaching.
Yeah, that's her main thing is that she has her monthly kind of sew-alongs kind of group that she, you know.
Yeah.
Gives people resources to be able to learn how to sew with her, and she's coming out with some online courses and stuff. So she is really
growing fast.
Oh yeah,
she's one to follow.
Yeah,
and she is definitely
got a lot of companies behind her too, like Schmidt's Needles and Baby Lock, and now she's even doing things like the tutorials for Love Notions. There's a few other ones that she's just. Yeah. She has inserted herself.
Yeah, so she's just said, hey, I've got these skills. I have this passion. I have this love. And I want to give back to the community. And she's just, like you said, inserted herself in a way that is helping her grow who she is in the community and be a resource for people, which I love. I'm always here. There's always room for more of those people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Always. Because everybody's going to resonate with someone different, and everybody's going to bring different skill sets and approaches to the table. I'm all here for it. Bring it on.
We're hoping that one day she'll come to the U.S.
Yeah.
Because Australia is not huge. It's kind of like Canada, where there's not a lot going on. So if she ever does, maybe. We'll meet.
That would be so cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I know she sent me a message when I was on HSN, and she's like, I was up really late and I tuned in all the way from Australia. And I'm like, that's again, another one of those connections that I've made through this podcast that just has lasted past the podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. We're all cheering each other on at the end of the day, right? Amazing. Yeah.
And then we had our sewing retreat, which brought back Diana, Amy, Nicole, Jessica, and you and I, and we all got to hang out together, which is a really fun episode where we got to meet in person. There was tears of joy and, you know, finally Ashley and I got to meet in person. So that was a big
deal.
Yeah. And then we chatted with Victoria with Urbacia's Pattern Design School, Pattern Drafting. Mm-hmm. That's the course that we took over 12 weeks during the spring with Amy, with DB Club.
Mm-hmm.
So we chatted with her about our experience, more about her course. I know she's opening that back up to new students in the new year in January. I know she's expecting a baby this fall, so she's kind of putting that on pause for a little bit, understandably.
Yeah.
But come January, she'll be starting that back up soon. So if you're interested in learning pattern drafting, definitely go give that podcast a listen and see if her course might be the right fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to learn more about her teaching styles and what she covers in her course. After that, we had Lindsay with Ellie and Mac.
An overdue podcast.
That was an overdue podcast. Yeah. I agree. Lindsay is the owner of Ellie and Mac Patterns, which, you know, I feel like Ellie and Mac is like one of those indie pattern brands that is pretty well known.
Oh, yeah. That's the first one that I dip my toes into. So
it's actually one of the ones that I send people to a lot when they're first getting started with pattern making or not pattern making, garment sewing, because I feel like they're the complete package and they always set you up for success. So their tutorials are very thorough. They have colored pictures of actual garments in their tutorials, not sketches, which I feel like is helpful for beginners for figuring out is it going the right direction, right side, you know, all of that. They also always have a video tutorial for their patterns, yep. which our friend Diana does so which well. Which
is the only way that I learned. So that's how I found Diana yeah. was because I, as soon as I saw Ellie Mac,
great I'm teacher.
Like, I need the video. And when I saw that they had videos, I was like, thank you.
Yeah. So they've always been very consistent in giving as many resources as possible, mm-hmm. even for their most basic patterns. So I feel like you're definitely set up for success. And if there's anything that you're not sure how to do, they've got a tutorial on it.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. I always kind of steer people in their direction for getting started. And then once you get comfortable with the terminology and you know, reading the patterns and all of that, then you can go from there. And they have a, I know some people are intimidated by knits, but if you want to get started with knits, they're a great place to do so.
Yeah, for sure. And I am a testament to that because I have always been a woven girl, and Ellie Mac was the first one that I actually like watched and went into knits. And I mean, it really was.
Yeah.
They made it look so easy. Diana, she's like a no stress too when she does her Ellie and Mac videos. So whenever she would screw up, I would just feel like, okay, that's something I would do.
Yeah, she makes it like
very relatable.
Well, we can work with this, or we can fix this. It's fine. And she just like makes it like so easy to approach.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And when she's calm and relaxed, it just makes you go, oh, well, if it's not a big deal for her,
yes,
then it doesn't need to be a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's totally okay. So I love that. But I feel like that's just Diana in general.
It is, for sure.
Her demeanor, her personality. She's just like very easygoing. Our next guest was Trisha with Creative Costume Academy. So Trisha, wow, what is this? What has this girl not done? I mean,
she was another one, just like Emma, was it?
Yeah.
And where you're just like, oh my goodness.
The more she shares, the more you're like, but you did what?
It's like, yeah, I went over to Cirque du Soleil and then I went over to Blue Man Group. I'm like,
what?
Just do that?
You're just going to drop these things like it's no big deal? Like, what? Yeah, the girl has had some really cool experiences, and mm-hmm. she talks about that. She also talked about the impact of the pandemic on her mm-hmm. career mm-hmm. and just how far that really reached the creative space and the sewing space. Something that I hadn't really honestly given much thought to just because I wasn't in that space at the time. So it's just interesting to hear those different stories. You know, during the pandemic, we saw sewing grow. As a craft, mm-hmm. as a whole, especially reaching new people for different reasons. But we didn't always stop to think of how it kind of shut down for some people. And Trisha being one of those people. Yeah. And Lynn with Sewn Adaptive, who we'll talk about in a minute, was another one of those
mm-hmm.
Who works in that space of, you know, where it really kind of, in a sense, negatively impacted their career at the time. But at the same time, Trisha opened other doors with it. And she started her Creative Costume Academy, and it's not just costumes. She's actually teaching you how to self-draft patterns.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing it by hand with how to understand patterns, the pieces of a pattern, getting that custom fit to your body, be able to sew a garment with confidence that you know it's going to fit you. She gives you some really cool approaches, definitely a different type of approach than a less formal approach, I would say. Not a mm-hmm. wrong way by any means, but she's just making it more approachable than some like formal schooling and stuff would mm-hmm. for pattern drafting. So because of that, she's had some really awesome students go on to create some amazing patterns. But then mm-hmm. Trisha did some really cool stuff too with these costumes that she's made. And we shared photos of that on our blog and in our videos. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the stuff she's done for like you said, Cirque du Soleil, Blue Man Group, even like costumes for what, like EDC, EDM concerts mm-hmm. and stuff, like wild things. Like they just come to her and go, oh, we need this that can do this, but it's got to stretch over this and it's got to fit all these different bodies because there's going to be a different dancer every night or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just pull it off. It's just astonishing mm-hmm. what they do. And the different materials they've worked with. So she loves a good challenge. She was a fun one.
Yeah.
Very fun. Then we had Elizabeth with Handmade by Elizabeth. And this mm-hmm. is someone that you followed pretty closely over on TikTok.
Again.
You and that TikTok I'll get on the bandwagon. She goes live like
every night. She's a night owl. So, of course, if you ever just want to watch someone sew and have a little chit chat, you can go over and watch Elizabeth basically every single night.
She's fascinating. She really fascinated me because she is. When we got her bio, I was like, Ashley, did you read her bio that she emailed us? She's like, not yet. Why? And I go, did you know that she's like an attorney by day?
Downtown Chicago.
And she TikToks by night making bags that are amazing. Like, it's like this alter ego of like a superhero, right? Like, it's like the bag making is like her superhero cape at night. And then she has like this normal corporate job during the day.
She loves her bag making. She's actually testing my newest pattern, my backpack pattern.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad she is, because she's really good. Mm-hmm. And she sews them up. She her videos are so satisfying to watch. Even if you aren't a bag maker, even if you're not really into sewing, which if you're listening to this, I don't know why you wouldn't be here and into sewing, but welcome. You should still go watch her videos. They're so satisfying.
I watch things. I watch woodworking. I watch all kinds of things, you know, but it's if it's a satisfying thing, I tend to watch it, you know?
I stop at her videos every single time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Yeah.
That it's just, she gets like the perfect angle of her machine and her projects. They're edited so well. She always has the best music. And these, I'm always like, what is this going to look like? And I get so excited to see the end. And I'm just like, that's so satisfying. Every single time.
I can't.
She made a Barbie bag.
Yeah.
That was to die for. Mm-hmm. I was super pumped about the Barbie bag. She embroidered on it. It was really cute. Mm-hmm. Then we had Julian Creates. Oh, Julian.
I loved him.
I feel like we learned a lot about Julian.
Yeah.
Like, he's his
wonderful.
His
style.
No, it's
collection. No,
his collection of sewing machines. I think that is what shocked me more than anything. I mean, again, he's one of those where if you need a cup of cheer, go to his Instagram. It's always cheerful, lots of color. He has the coolest style. He's very inspirational, does all sorts of fun things, always positive.
Yeah.
But I feel like we learned some inside information. Like I told him, I said, I feel like you don't share this a whole lot on social media. And he kind of shared that he kind of shows more of it on TikTok than Instagram, which is why I didn't know this about him.
Yeah.
Because I don't really get on Instagram or TikTok a lot. But he has over 50 sewing machines in his collection. Now, he's always
more now.
Sir, yes. Yes, we know he has more. I've seen them now. He's starting to share it more now on Instagram. But he kind of shares how he goes about sourcing them. And a lot of times it's not with the intention to keep it.
Right.
But to help give it a new life with someone who needs a machine or wants to learn to sew.
That's nice.
Making sure that they're working, gets the parts that they need. So maybe he'll, you know, find a machine that doesn't have a presser foot or a foot control or doesn't have, you know, needs a little tweak. He finds joy in making sure that someone has access to a machine if they need it. Mm-hmm. And so his mission behind it is there. I do feel like his obsession's kind of gotten carried away a little bit because he shared with us
the size of his house. And how do you say no? You know, he said that he found one. It was like no money at all. And he's like, when it was in a barn, and he's like, could not get it. And it's like, well,
I get it.
I mean, yeah.
I get it. It's a downhill slope.
Goodwill.com, he said he's on. Yeah. And I'm like,
so I didn't even know Goodwill had a website. I thought it was just local stores. But no, they've got a whole website. And apparently
mine does too. Like in my little city. There's a goodwill.ca. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
So he's opened our eyes to some new things. I have intentionally not gone to the website because I know that I too could end up like Julian quick. And we already know I'm maxed out on space.
But when you see like Duana's setup and it's just so beautifully displayed, then like you can't help but wonder like me.
Maybe. I would love some really cool vintage machine. I may have a couple, but I would love a really nice display of vintage machines.
Every time I see any, they're very, very, very expensive. I'm just like, cash grab.
Yeah. Yeah. So our next episode was our host-only episode, but it was our DIY wedding episode, and we ended up having a guest after all.
Yeah.
Jessica with Budget Savvy Bride. Jessica and I went to college together. She's not a sewist, but maybe one day I will convert her. She's a very crafty person, and she was a great person to have come on and be like a subject matter expert on all things budget savvy and DIY wedding. And this was also another episode where we had our listeners contribute and share their photos and stories of what they've done to create a DIY wedding, whether it was making their own dresses, their own decor, whatever, their own invitations, whatever it was, in some sort of crafty DIY way, for their wedding, their daughter's wedding, their friend's wedding. It was really cool to see all of that.
Some of them, like that flower girl dress.
Oh, my gosh.
And the wedding. Like, we have some seriously talented listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
It blew me away. And again, thank you for sharing, because
yes,
you guys made that episode, because it was just.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even Jessica was like blown away.
Yeah, she was. She was like, you should message me and send this to me so I can put it on my blog.
She's like, let me put this on my website, because they feature DIY weddings all the time. Mm-hmm. And she just, I don't think, realized how big the sewing community is with DIY weddings. And I knew this was going to be a really cool episode. You guys made it. Like Ashley said, just blew us away, did things that I don't know that I would have the courage to take on. So I was really impressed. Super awesome. And thank you, Jessica, for joining us on our sewing podcast for that one. So after Jessica, we had Raven with Raven Maureen. This was fun. I didn't really know a lot about Raven before we had her on, but she created or curated her own wardrobe capsule for her honeymoon. Which I thought was super cool. And then she even made stuff for her husband for them to wear on their honeymoon, which I thought was really sweet. And we talked all about that. And then she just launched her own pattern weights that she makes herself.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen since that episode has launched, like, she's like,
they're flying off the shelves.
They are.
Yeah.
She like has to keep making more, which is awesome. So I
messaged
so proud of her
yesterday and I was like, you might need a wagon soon. She's like, that's what my husband said, because she said that she put them on a laundry basket to bring to the post office. And I'm like, a wagon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
These are getting heavy. I mean, these are acrylic or the resin weights, and they're big and chunky and beautiful. And they're just like stunning. But get a couple dozen of those in a basket and they're gonna get real, real heavy.
I'm so proud of her. I was like, girl, these are gonna take off. She's like, I hope so. I've been wanting to make these for a year, and I just started self-doubting and all these things. I was like, just do it.
Yeah.
And here she goes.
Nice.
There she goes. So I love it. We're so proud of you, Raven. And then our last guest of the year, which was last week's episode, is Sewn Adaptive with Lynn and Alex. And I feel like we could not have wrapped up the year with a better guest and story. I mean, let's be real. These two found each other in such a unique way, and then saw a need.
Yeah.
And took the opportunity to help in that space with creating custom garments, custom apparel, custom products for those with disabilities, whether they're in a wheelchair or have prosthetics or whatever their challenges may be. I just love that they are creating comfortable, functional clothing for people who don't fit into a standard size. And they're using their skills to be able to create those cuts. And they talked about that. They talked about how they're taking a shirt and altering it, and why they would need to for someone who sits in a wheelchair. And when you and I were listening to them talk about something just as simple as that,
we take it for granted.
We just didn't even, but then when they said it, we're like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just really cool to see how they're impacting that space. We were so honored to be able to have them on and share their story. We hope it reaches more people who need their services, because the stuff that they do. And then we got to talk about both of them and their backgrounds, which again is another one of those situations where both of their stories of how they came together, but how they got into sewing and the stuff that they'd done in their career before they started Sewn Adaptive, will make your jaw drop.
Yeah.
Lynn's over here dropping out like, oh, I worked on Dancing with the Stars and did Tom Bergeron's suits. And we're just like, oh, okay. Like, no big deal. Like,
and Alex is like, I just, you know, opened a factory like in California. Like, oh, he just opened a factory to make clothes.
After he studied tailoring in Italy. And I'm just like, okay.
Very impressive.
Like, I'm so impressed by them. I'm so impressed by all of our guests. We have been so privileged this past year to spend time with each of them, get to know each of them here through the podcast and beyond, build those friendships, continue growing those friendships through new opportunities we've made with some of them. We're so grateful for them, and we hope you've enjoyed getting to know them as well. We're excited to continue to have guests in the new year. We're going to be changing some things up in the new year.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not. I thought about pulling a prank, but it's not April Fool's and saying, oh, we quit. That's it. It's been a year. We're done. No, we're not.
Can you imagine?
No.
We have not missed a riot. And we will continue.
Yeah. But we do have some things that we're going to be kind of shifting gears, I guess, is a good way. We've learned a lot in this past year. And Ashley and I have really taken some time over this summer to reflect on that and go, okay, we're looking at things behind the scenes, things that you guys don't see. And we're going, okay, what do we want to do with this information? Mm-hmm. How do we want to kind of help, continue to grow our podcast, but also allow Ashley and I the space to get in the time to continue to grow in the areas that we're growing on our own as well. And continue to work on some things specifically for the podcast and our listeners that we want to give back to you guys. I don't want to say too much more. We're going to share more of that information next week's podcast.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you listening. We hope you've enjoyed our walk down memory lane. If you're a new listener, please take some time to go back and listen to some of these amazing guests. You will not be disappointed at all. And we appreciate you guys supporting us over the last year. And we're excited to see where the new year of our podcast takes us. Yes.
Right. Because we're not technically in the new year, but
no,
for us, we're on. We don't want to call it seasons, but because we're not ending, you know,
so
it's like, we'll just,
but yeah, see. This is officially the 1 year mark. So it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So our next episode is our 1 year anniversary is what we're calling
keep
it.
Counting up episode 53.
Yep. And we're going to just, kind of share a little bit about our new plan. You know, we set goals in January. Remember we talked about this earlier where we're like, oh, we're going to set goals. And then all that got squashed. Who knows? We'll probably set some goals in the next episode. And a week later, that might get squashed. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it seems like we're doing something right. And we're just going to keep doing and walking through the doors that keep getting open. So you can't be upset about that. As long as we're having fun, right?
Right.
I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Okay.
I love getting messages about the podcast afterwards, just that they, you know, people say that it's part of their day or it's helped them through some rough nights.
Yeah.
Like, that just like, oh, like, and this is how you know we have to keep going because it's like, we are.
It's a lot of work, but those are the moments that remind us why we do what we do.
Yeah.
And the time that we put into it. And then, you know, people can't comment on a podcast, but they can comment on a YouTube episode, like a video episode. Yeah. So sometimes like our listeners will go over to our YouTube. This is why you need to subscribe. Because you can leave us a comment over on the YouTube video.
The YouTube.
Do I sound really old right now? They can leave us a comment on the YouTube video. Am I saying that weird?
If you didn't say the YouTube video, then the YouTube would have been weird.
Well, you know what? Like it's been a long day. Anyways.
But yes.
If you like an episode and you want to give us feedback or chime in or say something to the guest even or on the topic, leave that comment over on the YouTube video of that episode. Mm-hmm. I'm trying, y'all. And we'll see those. We get those notifications. We share them with the guest. Our guests can go over and respond if you're messaging them through that. But we get those messages, like you were saying, of just, this is one of my new favorite podcasts to listen to. I mean, seriously, it shocks me how many of those messages we get, because it's so humbling. And we so appreciate every single one. We read every single one of them.
Of course, yes.
They come to our email, and then whoever checks it, screenshots it, and sends it to the other person. Every time. Yeah. And then we sometimes post them to our stories. We're just like, this is just so sweet. Just a little, like, it's a way of, like, giving us a review in a sense.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So
we appreciate that. We really do.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, on that note, guys, it's been a wild ride. It's been a fun year. And I cannot wait to share with you what we're going to be doing in the next 52 episodes. I don't know about you, Ashley, but this is going to be good. I have good things ahead.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Positive. It's just, I'm excited for the future.
It's bright. And it's full of sewing. It can't be worse. It can't get any better than that right there.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can listen to us on all major streaming channels and follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're really trying to get to that 1,000 subscriber mark. It would help us out a lot. Maybe we could start doing some lives over there. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there. Ashley's like, wait, what? What? More?
More.
Anyways, more?
More. Yes.
More? Okay. Let's do more. All right, guys. More to come in the new season, new year of the Social Hour. As always, happy sewing. Bye.